Good morning, folks. Welcome goes out to our Oxcom members as well as all amateur stations that are listening. This is our monthly on-air net for Clatsop County Auxiliary Communications on May 7th, 2022. Once again, today's net control station is Whiskey 5 Mike Mike Bravo, and my name is Mike. I will now take station check-ins beginning with Warrington and Hammond. Come now.
This is Kilo Golf 7, Delta Papa November, Sylvia in Hammond.
Good morning, Matt. This is Whiskey Alpha 7, Whiskey Indy, Whiskey Bob in Warrington.
Okay, this is Net Control. I've got a tick mark for Kilo Golf 7, Delta Papa November, and Whiskey Alpha 7. Whiskey Alpha 7, Whiskey India Whiskey. Any others in Warrington and Hammond? Okay, we'll move on to Gearheart and Seaside.
Whiskey Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot Quebec, Laura in Seaside, no traffic.
Go Delta.
Whiskey Echo 7, Tango Alpha Alpha, checking in from Gearheart.
Gearheart, Alpha Golf 7, Juliet, Juliet. Okay, I've got Alpha Golf 7, Juliet, Juliet, Kilo Echo 7, Tango Alpha Alpha, Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot Quebec. And there may have been a double in there. If I've missed someone, come now.
November 7, Juliet, Echo Delta.
Okay, Steve, I've got you. November 7, Juliet, Echo, Delta. We'll move on now to Cannon Beach and Arch Cape.
Kilo 7, Foxtrot, Whiskey, Dale, and Arch Cape.
India 7, Romeo, Juliet, Delta, Carl, and Arch Cape.
Let's hold it there just a second. This is Net Control, Whiskey 5, Mike, Mike, Bravo. We had a double in there, and I was unable to pick up either of the stations. It was that well-timed. So could those stations come back now? I've got Kilo 7, Foxtrot, Whiskey, Dale, and Kilo India 7, Romeo, Juliet, Delta, Carl, and that's all I've got.
Alpha, Lila in Cannon Beach.
All right, I've got Kilo India 7, India Alpha, Alpha, Lila. It's very scratchy coming in from Cannon Beach this morning. There is another station there. I'm going to ask Laura, Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot, Quebec, could you pull that out?
I could not. It sounded like a fella. That's all I could get.
All right. I don't know if that station would have the opportunity to switch to the Arch Cape repeater, possibly, if you're on the Cannon Beach repeater. Maybe switch to the Arch Cape repeater. And I'll give another moment for Cannon Beach and Arch Cape to come now.
Mike, hi, this is Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, India, Richard, Arch Cape.
This is Kilo, India 7, Juliet, Whiskey, Zulu, Bob, Cannon Beach, on the Arch Cape repeater now. Maybe you can hear me better.
That's a roger that, Bob. You're very clear. on the Arch Cape repeater, so that's Kilo India 7 Juliet Whiskey Zulu, and also got Kilo 4 Juliet Delta India. Thanks for coming by. Any others in Cannon Beach and Arch Cape? Okay, we'll move on now to Astoria.
Alpha Alpha 1, Foxtrot Victor Frank, Astoria, no traffic.
Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Echo, Ralph, no traffic.
Real Delta Ed, Astoria, no traffic.
7, Papa Hotel Tango, crew in Astoria.
D6, Golf Kilo Delta, Brian in Astoria, no traffic.
All right, let's hold it there just a second. I've got Alpha Alpha 1, Foxtrot Victor, November 7, Whiskey Romeo Delta, Whiskey 6, Kilo Golf, Golf Kilo Delta, Whiskey 6, Golf Kilo Delta, Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Echo, and there was another station that the call ended in Papa Tango, I believe. Come back, please.
CBS 7, Papa Hotel Tango, crew in Astoria.
All right, let's see if I got it right that time. Kilo India 7, Papa Hotel Tango, is that correct?
Juliet 7.
Okay, Kilo Juliet 7, Papa Hotel Tango, correct? Roger that. Thanks for coming by. Any others in Astoria that want to check in? Okay, we'll move on to Napa, Swinson, and Westport. Come now. And we'll move on to Central Clatsop County. I'll check myself in. Whiskey 5, Mike, Mike, Bravo. My name is Mike, and I'm on Lewis and Clark. Any others in Central Clatsop County?
Kilo Echo 7, Lima, Sierra, Papa, Christopher, Youngs River.
All right, Christopher, I've got you. Kilo Echo 7, Lima, Sierra, Papa. Have I missed any stations that would like to check in Clatsop County? Give me your home location first, then your call sign, please. Okay, nothing heard there. Have we got any stations in Washington that are listening to our net this morning? Okay, nothing heard there. We'll move on now to our monthly meeting agenda. First item is old business, but I think worth an honorable mention. We do have ARRL educational books available. You can contact Robin, KN0LL, to check that out. We've even got them on our website. Christopher, KE7LSP. Tell the folks, please, where the tab is and what to look for to find the books.
Sure, Mike, this is K7LSP. Go to the main page, top menu under technical resources. The drop-down menu, go down to the bottom. It says Lending Library, and that'll take you right there. K7LSP.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I'm going to ask you if anybody has any questions before we move on. Okay, moving on to current topics. The FCC $35 amateur application fee is now in effect, although no licenses are being processed at this time due to a fault in the FCC's system, which is preventing them from taking online payments. So even if you've passed your test, submitted your payment, it is not being processed at this moment in time. and they will get back to us when that system's up and running. Any questions on that? Okay, we had our spring simulated emergency test on April 23rd. We had 29 participating stations from across the county, as well as Washington and Columbia County EOCs. I want to thank all those folks that participated. We had people on Simplex. We had people on Winlink doing their part. So I appreciate that. Any questions on that? Speaking of WinLink, we have started our monthly WinLink check-in net. If you'd like to send a check-in form which signifies your participation, you can find that form under general forms within the WinLink messaging system. The idea is to send the form prior to the first Saturday of the month to the EOC's address, which is W7CLA. Alternatively, you can send it to directly to me, W5MMB. Any questions on that? Okay, our monthly net participation figures for April was Oxcom had 156 check-ins for the month, averaging 39. The Wymondham operators had 49 check-ins for the month, averaging 12 persons a week. And the Stars out of Seaside had 47 check-ins for the month, averaging 12 persons per week. I appreciate everybody that gets involved on our nets through the week. Our Oxcom 1 is on Monday night, the Stars is on Wednesday night, and the Wymondham Operators is on Sunday night. So thank you for your participation. Moving on, I'll pass it over to K7LSP for any website improvements you'd like to mention.
Thank you, Mike. This is K7LSP. Yeah, I've got a few things to say. I recently received a request from an operator to see what I could do about making the format on the local area nets page a little more printer friendly, so that he could print it out and add it to his go bag. And so I did that. And so I would like to remind listeners that the Glass of Oxcom website, it belongs to all of us in the Oxcom group, and so please do feel free to contact me if you have any information that would improve the site, if you've got any announcements regarding any local activities or events that you would like to get the word out. I'd be more than happy to post it on the calendar. If you've got any suggestions for improvements for the website, any corrections that you find, any additions that you think would be helpful, such as pertinent articles, and if you discover any broken links are a real problem to find, and it takes a long time to go through the website to try and find any that are broken. So if you do discover one, please drop me a note. You can contact me through the website on the contact page, very easy. And while you're there on the website, please, if you're a member, Oxcom member, and you have a profile, please check it out and make sure that it's up to date. That information is critical for the Oxcom group to so that we know what your capabilities are, your qualifications, and most important, your contact information in case that we need to do an emergency deployment. That's all I have right now. Back to Net.
Thanks for that update, Christopher. Has anybody got any questions for Christopher at this time? Okay, nothing heard. We'll move on to Dale, K7FW, for any county repeater updates. Dale?
Well, I don't have much information for you today.
The Gearhart repeater is the one that I'd like to mention to people. It can hear just fine, but it is not getting into Magler for some reason. I don't know what the problem is. Mike Gore and I have worked on it. I'm going to make another visit, but I don't know when that will be. And other than that, nothing to report. If there's any questions, I'll try and answer them.
Dale, this is W5MMB. I was wondering, I believe, if I'm correct, the WikiUp repeater is not linked on VHF, but it is linked on UHF. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct. I have not personally dealt with that one since it's quite far from me, but I believe that is still the case. I'm not sure when that'll change.
Roger that. Thanks for the update. Before we move on to coming up things, has anybody got any comments on what we've talked about so far? Okay, on the radar, Cascadia Rising 2022, the plan is to run the event in June. It's for city officials, utilities, and emergency services. Oxcom will not be involved in this one unless they ask, reach out to us to have an operator come to their station and help them operate and get familiar with WinLink, RMS forms, and stuff like that. I'll let you know if I hear any requests and reach out for some help. Any questions? And we do have an opportunity to partner with CERC at CPAC this year, June 3 to 5. They've already organized booths and stuff like that. If somebody would like to represent Oxcom and be there to answer any questions, maybe hand out a couple of flyers, reach out to me, and your help would be greatly appreciated. And in the training plans, as far as licensing goes, even though the FCC is struggling to get license issued, training is still going on. You can contact Mike Gore, who organizes those sort of things. His email is slowgunboat@gmail.com. Slowgunboat@gmail.com. Other training plans for testing and so forth is on the CERC website, and that is w7buhams.club. W7buhams.club. And I'll pause for repeater for a moment. And a late entry into our agenda that I sent out is a mention that plans are already being made for Hood to Coast 2022. It's planned for August 26 and 27. Put that in your calendar, and we will need volunteers to stage at the local legs on the 27th as normal, and our pre-race meeting will be on August 26th at the EOC, where meals, snacks, jackets, and other things necessary things will be handed out. More to come on that. Any questions on Hood to Coast? All right, that's all I've got for my notes this morning. Would anybody feel like they need to bring something up to the group? State your call sign, I'll acknowledge you, and we'll get on with it.
Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot Quebec, Laura.
Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, I had a good
just a question about your this latest email about the EOC call-out list, and I was just wondering, I know with COVID-19 it hasn't been able to be a thing, but will there be any future possibility of being trained on the actual radios in the Camp Rylia EOC?
Certainly, we'll maybe look at planning a Saturday. Might open that up to the entirety of those that's on the list and see if they want to stop in at the EOC on a Saturday. The reason I'm picking a Saturday is because the information center is still working in the room next door. Don't know when they're going to actually finish. So they're not there on Saturdays and Sundays. So yeah, I can put that in my calendar, have a look around, send a notice out, see who can make it on a particular day or a particular date. I appreciate that. It's good to get back in there and re-familiarize, even if you're 100% familiar, if that makes sense. So good suggestion. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Just correlates with the SET, the simulated emergency test. Just a week or two ago, I was had the opportunity to be thrown onto a radio that I was unfamiliar with, and it was a real good exercise in trying to think quickly to figure out a new radio. And I'm just anticipating, if I am in the EOC and being thrown onto a new radio with the same problem of trying to figure it out on the fly, it's just not a good idea. So, yeah, thanks for answering that, Mike. Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot, Quebec.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up, Laura. Any other questions or remarks from the group?
Alpha Golf 7, Juliet, Juliet.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, I was wondering if there's anybody or anybody knows anybody who is at CPAC is doing a swap meet table. We have some couple pieces of equipment that just don't want to dump, because I think there's maybe some parts for somebody who would be interested in that, and just they'd be willing to stick it with their stuff and just do whatever with it. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I'll reach out to Ellen, Kilo Juliet 7 Echo Delta November, and I have gotten various emails. I believe they're going out to the entirety of the CERC membership, but I'll reach out to her, and or either I'll send you her details, and you can reach out to her, and yeah, you can, because they will have folks there that will be marketing used equipment. So I'll get that to you today.
Director, thank you.
Okay, this is Whiskey 5 Mike, Mike Bravo. Still looking for any other comments before we close.
This is Whiskey Alpha 7 Tango Echo Mike with November 7 Whiskey Romeo Alpha checking in via Echo Link from Redmond, Oregon. And I have a question for Dale. I did a copy his report on the Gerhardt repeater. My question is if he has an update status on Nikolai. Over.
I've got you, Don. I've got you and Terry checked in. Dale, did you copy Don's request or ask for information?
This is
K7W, I think you said that you did get the information on Gearheart. Nikolai, we have some work scheduled this summer. We've discussed it and want to do some antenna work. I don't know if that'll mean climbing or get a lift, but we want to do some antenna work up there and some work on solar panels and whatnot. So there is some work planned this summer. I don't know exactly the date. We're juggling some other things. I've got another deal for CERT going on this week for the repeaters. So if there's anyone out there that wants to volunteer for some repeater work, give me a call. Other than that, we're just plugging away.
Roger on that. What's the status on power up there? Over.
It's solar power with a backup generator that we get some power from, and I think we're having a problem from time to time where the voltage actually goes a bit too high. That's our current theory, and it causes some problems for us. We've done some unlinking at times due to that. It's another thing we're chasing. I'm working on another project right now with a generator that'll be an auto start propane generator, and if that pans out, that might be a future plan for us up there. So anyway, there's no site power up there. It's all either a generator in another building that we grab some power from, or a solar.
Okay, thank you, Dale. That answers my questions. Back to you, W5MMB, W7TEMO.
Okay, Don, thanks for your question. And while you were, while you two were chatting away, I'm switched over to Nikolai to make sure I could hear you, because I think, I'm positive Nikolai is back linked. And I'm speaking to you on it right now, how copy?
Okay, Mike, loud and clear, with just a little bit of white noise in the background. It sounds really good. I'm glad to hear that it's linked back in. That'll pick up a lot of the Washington folks. WA7TEM, over.
Yeah, roger that. I've switched back over to Megler now, since you were having a little bit of white noise in the background on that one. Any other questions or remarks for our meeting today? Okay, nothing heard. I'm going to close the meeting now and open the frequency back up to normal radio communications. This is Whiskey 5, Mike Bravo, closing the meeting today at 10:03 a.m. Local time. I appreciate all those that took some time out of their morning this morning to check in, ask a few questions. So I hope everyone will have a fantastic day. W5MMB, clear.